Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, fill our hearts and lives with the power of your Holy Spirit that we may respond to your gospel message of love. In Jesus' name. Amen. So today is Holy Trinity Sunday. It's the Sunday in the church year where we celebrate the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And what's amazing to me that sometimes we lose focus of is that God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit loves us unconditionally. And if you look at the work of the Holy Trinity, it's all about the gospel. It's all for you. It's all about how much Jesus and God and the Holy Spirit loves you. Think about it for a second. God the Father created the world and he gave it to you. He gave it to you for your enjoyment. He gave it to you to have pleasure. He gave it to you to take care of. And he loves you so much that he made you in charge of this world. God loves us so much that even though we failed in keeping his commandments, he gave you the most precious gift in his life. He gave you his son, Jesus. And Jesus, God the Son, he comes into our life to die for our sins. Not only to die, but to give us his perfect righteousness that he attained in not breaking the law. And he gives it to us on the cross so that when God the Father looks upon us, he sees us as forgiven children and embraces us in his love in Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Now, if that wasn't enough, right? John 3:16 in our lesson today said, "For God so loved the world, he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." So we have to have faith in order to be saved, in order to go to heaven. And this is how much God loves us. And Jesus loves us. They, in action together, said last week, we talked about the ascension, Jesus going into heaven. And Jesus had to ascend so he could send the Holy Spirit. Now this is the importance of that, right? God loves us so much that he not only says that we have to believe and that he loves us, but he gives us his Holy Spirit so that we can believe. In baptism, God claimed you as his child. In baptism, God washed away all your sins. In baptism, God says, "I will love you unconditionally forever, and I give you my Holy Spirit, that he may work in your life, that he will bring you to faith, that he has made you his child." Isn't it a wonderful gift that God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit work together to love us, to hold us, to forgive us, to give us faith, and to keep us in the faith? And that's what the Holy Spirit does. Since our baptism in word and in sacrament, he continues to work in our lives each and every day so that we are not only his children, that we may be lavished with his love, that we may be flooded with his love, that love, that love, that love which gives us the gift of salvation. And the amazing thing is that as we sit and rest in this love, no matter what we're going through, no matter the stress, no matter our illness, no matter our struggles, no matter COVID, no matter what's happening in our world, as we sit and bask in that love, we are the vessels of the Holy Spirit, and we fill up with that love, and it permeates us, and then it flows out of our lives so that others around us may know the love of Jesus. For knowing the love of Jesus comes in us as his disciples in this world so that people may know that he is Lord and Savior. But first and foremost, I want you to hear this today. No matter where you are, no matter what you're struggling with, no matter your sin, no matter what you believe in this world, and no matter what politics you believe, no matter where you are, no matter if you have struggles with loving people and liking people, no matter if you struggle with grudges, no matter any of this, you are loved unconditionally. Because God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit has claimed you forever. Please know nothing in all creation, not height or depth, neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither present nor the future, know your sin, know your struggles, know your illnesses, know your mental illnesses. Nothing will ever, ever separate you from the love of God the Father in Christ Jesus, given to you and filled in your life by the power of the Holy Spirit. Nothing. Rejoice. You are loved right where you are, in everything you do, no matter what. In Jesus' name, amen.